Skip pass to Otto, right wing. Floats it to Russell, baseline jumper. That falls off the rim, no good. Rebound, though, to Monteith. He'll dribble out beyond the arc and reload the offense. Burnick, left side of the lane. Outside to Monteith, around Otto, right wing, three, bottoms. Emmett Otto's up to 12 points in the game, and the lead for Altoona trimmed to two here in the opening stages of the second half.
And one thing it looks like might happen again is Prescott on that offensive glass doing what they've done all season.
Grayson Becker fouled on a drive along the baseline, walled off by Burnick. First foul on Prescott and Burnick's first as well. Grayson Becker, though, has no trouble working into the traffic areas. He's like somebody nudging in parallel parking on Barstow Street in downtown Eau Claire. He's feeling all the confidence. Gunderson, deep three, right wing, bottoms! Owen Gunderson carried the torch from the first half into the second half. He's up to 17 points in the game, and the lead back to five. Prescott basketball, Russell underneath, puts on the deck, dribbles once, then goes up strong, but that ball spins off the front rim. Rebound, Austin Worth, and Altoona has the ball coming right to left. Sinet, left-hand dribble, side of the lane, back outside to Gunderson, right sideline. Top of the key to Becker, head fake, drives underneath, jumps, spits it into the right corner to Gunderson. He's got nowhere to go. Back to Becker, right wing, burrows his way underneath, but he traveled. He picked up that dribble and took about two steps trying to play pinball off a couple of Prescott defenders, initiate contact. Yeah, if you're looking for a yard on fourth and one, that's going to work, but not here. So the ball turned over to Prescott on the travel, and it's Prescott basketball. You like the fact that, again, Becker plays much older than being a sophomore, and I like the physicality. He's got to tone it down. He's playing at an 11. You need him at a 10. Open three by Burnick, top of the key, no good. Offensive rebound, Russell, he can't get it to fall. Gets it again, though. Up strong off the glass, and at first you don't succeed. Try again. Russell finally does score his first 2 points of the game here early in the second half. Remember, he averages 19 a game, but that's his first two of this game, nearly 3 minutes into the second half. Becker, left corner three for Altoona, bottoms! Grayson Becker buries the three. Altoona leads by six at 41-35. Russell, left side for Prescott, trying to bounce feet underneath, but it's intercepted by Van Vliet, and Altoona the basketball. Becker looking to drive at the free throw line, took a bump from Evan Miller. That'll be a foul on Miller, team second.
And a big part of this second half for Altoona has been they've been making shots from beyond the arc as well. A lot of good shots coming from beyond the three-point line, and that's worked out for them here to start the second half.
Becker at the free throw line, pass left sideline, Gunderson for three. That falls off the side, no good. Rebound into the hands of Burnick, who cradles that like he's protecting a newborn baby. Now the other way, Burnett takes a three right wing, rattles out, no good. Caught in the corner, however, by Monteith. Back underneath to Russell. Spin move, knocks down a guy. No call, as they say, Worth flopped. And Russell will score unabated after Worth had tried to sell the call. 4-point lead for Altoona. Sinet, behind the back dribble, left side. He'll pull it back out to midcourt. Knee-high dribble with the right hand. Becker, right wing with it, chest pass to Van Vliet, left side, drives underneath, off the window, it hangs on the front rim, and the basket elf pulls it on through. Van Vliet's up to 11 points in the game for Altoona, one of his better nights of the year. 5-point, make that 6-point lead for Altoona, but it's back down to four as Kobe Russell is heating up. Russell scores on the drive for Prescott. Gunderson, right wing with it, left-hand dribble, knee-high. To Becker, curls into the lane. Becker, nowhere to go though, from 5 feet out. Back to the hoop, needs a safety valve. And back outside for Sinet. Van Vliet between the wheels. Puts on the deck, jumps into the lane. Raked out of his hands though by Russell. Prescott the ball, they'll come left or right. Monteith, right sideline, drives, floater with the left hand, off the side of the rim, nay. Rebound to Worth, And Altoona has the basketball. Altoona leads by four, 43-39. 13 minutes left in the second half. Sinet right sideline. Right in front of the pep band. The instruments for the pep band players remain right there, but they've yet to toot those horns in a while. Right sideline for Van Vliet to Gunnarsson. Right wing. He'll back outside to Becker. Becker into the lane, trying to burrow his way. Nowhere to go. It's fouled by Miller. Becker takes a moment there. He took a couple of fingertips to the back of his head, and he's got that salad there. And for a moment there, he's got to kind of shake his head loose for fear that there might be a fingernail or two from Evan Miller that's cut up in that salad. Every time Grayson Becker jumps into that lane, it's almost as though you're watching a farmer throw a head of lettuce into the back of the truck. That, by the way, is the third personal foul on Evan Miller, so he's in foul trouble. And Miller no longer out there for Prescott, one of their better players, particularly defensively. Altoona basketball, Gunnarsson right wing with it. On top of him, though, is Max Monteith, all over him like melted cheese on a hamburger patty. To Becker, free throw line, jump shot, no good. Rebound back to Prescott. Prescott basketball. Here's Russell at the block. Finds an open auto right sideline for three. Good. Emmett Otto hits the three. He's got 15 points in the game now. And the Altoona lead is trimmed down to one. Well, a little old point, 43-42, nearing the midway stage of the second half. Goward into the lane. Oh, over the head pass underneath to Hibbert, but Hibbert had nowhere to go. He was along the base underneath the hoop, no angle to shoot. Back to Goward, working the baseline. He's now underneath. Got a lane here on Russell. He'll float it up and in as it hits off the back rim and falls on through. Connor Goward up the 4 points in the ball game, and Altoona leads by three, and Paul Heinrichs is now going to call a timeout. So timeout for Altoona, 11:23 left in the second half. Altoona leads 45-42. This is Eau Claire area high school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
.23 left in the second half. Altoona leads Prescott 45-42. Prescott ball coming out of the timeout. Owen Gunderson's got 17 for Altoona. Prescott led by Emmett Otto, who's got 16. Kobe Russell, who averages 19 a game for Prescott, held off the board in the first half. He didn't play a lot in the first half, but so far in the first 6 minutes of the second half, he already has 6 points, and they've been feeding him as he's back out there again. Russell into the lane, working on Becker. Leans in there, has the ball knocked out of his hands. Taken back by Altoona. Goward the other way, a one against two. Forces it up and got it to go. Connor Goward did not wait for help. One against two, and he got it to go. And the lead is up to five for Altoona, matching their halftime break lead. Matzik, top of the key for Prescott. He's got nowhere to breathe, though, as on top of him was Connor Smood. A drive for Otto. Otto fouled on the drive. It'll be a non-shooting foul. First foul on Altoona. Both teams, though, have turned up the defensive pressure. Altoona's tried to maintain it all game long, but everybody is as close together as kids snuggling with their mother in the parents' bedroom late at night. Prescott basketball out in midcourt. Here's Otto. Otto drives. Otto off the glass, scores. Emanado scores 47-44. Altoona leads by three. 10:30 to play in the second half. Open three up top for Connor Smoot. Back rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Goward. The putback off the side of the rim, no. Ball knocked into the corner, goes out of bounds. Whose ball is it? It'll be Altoona's ball. Altoona will trigger it in from along the baseline near the corner. Gunnarsson floats it in up top to Hibbard. Hibbert back to Gunnarsson from the free throw extended. Lefty takes the shot, no good. Ball knocked along the far sideline, out of bounds. And they're going to get a foul on Connor Goward. Goward was running side by side with Matzik of Prescott towards the student body opposite of us. And they're going to get Goward on a hip check foul, which will be Goward's third foul off the bench. Team second. Goward, though, has provided that energy, if you will, Derek. He's been a little bit of a match, lighting a candle off the bench. Matzik for three, top of the key for Prescott, got it. Jackson Matzik buries the three, and Prescott is pulled even at 47 all.
Yeah, this is turning into one of those games at this rate, 47 all with over 9 minutes to play.
Prescott trying to stay undefeated in the Middle Border Conference. Altoona looking for a humongous conference win. Altoona the other way called for the offensive foul away from the ball. They got a foul on Connor Smooth. That'll be his third foul. And Prescott the ball back and a chance for Prescott to grab their first lead since they were up 30-29 late in the first half. So Prescott a chance to reclaim the lead. Monteith feeds it to Russell. At the side of the lane, handed back to Matzik for three, right wing, got it. Jackson Matzik hits another three. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and Prescott leads by three at 50-47. Sinnott, free throw line, into the right corner to Gunnarsson for three, halfway down, and it spits out no good. Rebound to Prescott. That was three quarters of the way down, defying scientific knowledge. Somebody get a scientist on the phone for that one. Prescott basketball trying to build a three-point lead. 9 minutes left in regulation. Monty, free throw line, working on Sinnott. Puts up a 10-foot jump shot. No good. Offensive rebound, however, put back up and in by Will Packard of Prescott. Packard's got his first 2 points of the game, and Prescott now leads by 5, 52-47. Altoona ball, open three by Van Vliet, left wing, need it, don't get it. Rebound knocked around the lane, goes off a hand, out of bounds, last touch by Prescott. That ball was skipping around like a bunch of happy deer playing in a meadow. Eventually it went out of bounds across the baseline off the fingertips of Russell. It'll stay Altoona ball. They desperately need points on this trip to stop this Prescott run. As Prescott leads by five, 8:27 left in the second half. Michaels drives in the lane, throws it outside to Gunnarsson. Here's Van Vliet in the lane to Michaels. Underneath, got it to Goward. Goward, his shot blocked underneath, though, by Russell. Up top, here's Michaels for three. That's off the front of the rim and splays into the corner out of bounds. And Prescott the basketball. Ethan Michaels, the junior, is yet to score a point. If he could add a couple of points here, that'd be huge off the bench for Altoona. Takes some of the pressure off of Gunnarsson, as Gunnarsson has to feel like he's got one of those lead blankets on him getting ready for an x-ray. For Prescott, a three, top of the key, off the mark for Teddy Burnick. Altoona the ball, Goward. Playing with three fouls. Spins in the lane underneath. Goes off the glass. No. Pops off the side of the rim. Rebound to Russell, who runs up the floor into the front court. Russell stops the free throw line. Waits for help. Throws it to Otto. Right wing for three. Good. Emmett Otto has 20 points in the game. He's picked up the pace with Kobe Russell being limited tonight. And the lead is up to 8 for Prescott. Gunnarsson into the lane, takes contact, scores, and he's fouled. Owen Gunnarsson's been trying to draw that all game long, and this time he got it. Got the hoop and the arm, and he'll go to the line trying to seal up a three-point play.
And by the way, that huge Prescott run has been a part of this game of big runs. There was that Altoona run right before the end of the half, and now this run from Prescott that Gunnarsson hopes to have just ended.
Gunnarsson hits the free throw, and Gunnarsson's got 20 points. He'll now take a quick seat on the bench to catch some oxygen. 7:19 to go in the second half. Prescott leads by 5, 55-50. Altoona led by as much as 6 in this second half. Prescott led by as many as 9 in the first half. The team split last season, each winning on the other's floor. Prescott, by the way, has won each of their last 3 visits here to Altoona. And every year since Altoona's been in the Middle Border Conference. A 3 for Prescott off the mark, left side by Otto. Offensive rebound with Prescott. Here's Matzik for 3 right wing. That's too strong off the back heel. Ball loose in the backcourt, out of bounds. It's last touch by Altoona. The rebound to Michaels. He went to hand it to Van Vliet. It was whacked, though, by Miller. Went off the hip of Van Vliet, out of bounds. And Prescott gets another shot here. So Prescott once again getting 2-3 shots every offensive trip like they were the first part of the first half. Otto trying to weasel his way into the lane, being walled off though by Sinet. Ball comes free and taken by Michaels. Throw up the floor to Sinet, 2-on-1. Sinet takes it himself, off the glass, he scores. Michaels, a great lead feed ahead to Miles Sinet. Sinet scores, 3-point lead for Prescott. Russell jumps into the lane. Whistle stops play. They call a foul on Russell. They're going to get Russell, who jumped into the lane, on an offensive foul. Call him for the charge. And Altoona the basketball down by 3 with 6:36 left in the second half.
This could be a huge moment here if Altoona gets a 3 ball here, ties this game back up, and the lead would be gone for Prescott.
Sinet, right corner for 3, bottoms! The prophecy of Derek Montesano comes true. Game tied at 55 all. 6:15 left in the second half. Miller underneath, right hand shot, no, but he got fouled by Miles Sinet, as Miles Sinet was all over him as though he was swaddling him in brand new newborn blankets. So to the line goes Evan Miller. He'll shoot 2. Sinet, by the way, that's his second foul and the team's 4th. First free throw is good by Evan Miller to give Prescott the lead again. Prescott did play last night, lost at home to River Falls in a non-conference game. So you wonder if that impacts their legs late, but you don't want to think that does. Second free throw off the back rim, no. And off the trampoline for the rebound is Van Vliet. It's Altoona ball. And Paul Heinrichs, the head coach for Altoona, wants to settle things down. He'll call a timeout and allow his team a chance to refresh and draw up a play. 6:07 to go in regulation. Prescott leads a fun one here in Altoona. 56-55, back in 30 seconds on Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Altoona ball coming out of the timeout at midcourt. Prescott leads 56-55. 6:07 to go in the second half. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano here as well. So happy to be with us on this Tuesday night. No longer Happy New Year. That statute of limitations has passed. We're very much back into the rhythm of things. And that includes with the high school basketball schedule. Altoona basketball, Goward underneath, outside to Becker left wing. Becker, right-hand dribble into the lane. Underhand shot with the left hand. Rolls off, no. Offensive rebound, Gower. Ball spits out of his hands, though. It's scooped up by Monteith, and Prescott comes from left to right. Wide open three from the right side by Burnick. Front rim, no good. And Gower again pulls down the rebound. Altoona ball down by one. Gunderson into the lane. Strong off the glass with the left hand. He scores. Owen Gunderson gives Altoona the lead back at 57-56. Prescott basketball, Russell. Between the wheels, works on Van Vliet. Ball fake, drives in the lane. Can't get it to go, but he was fouled by Van Vliet. And Kobe Russell to the line, shooting two.
Yeah, that's perfect for Altoona. Gower's been a huge part, honestly, on the rebounding game for this team, both offensively and defensively. He, when it's an offensive rebound, it tends to be Gower.
You know, when you have a player off the bench producing like he is, that's like having a side dish that ends up becoming the main entree. He's mac and cheese, if you will. A side dish that can play off as a full-on entree. Meanwhile, Kobe Russell did it the first free throw. Game's tied at 57 all. Second free throw up, and that one is good as well. Prescott back in front by a point, 58-57, 5:15 to go in the second half. Gunderson drives into the lane, back outside to Becker. Becker has it left wing. Becker has the ball come off his fingertips, but it's scooped up at midcourt by Gunderson. Gunderson, left-hand dribble, stops the free throw line, puts up a jump shot, rolls around, no, and Russell the rebound for Prescott. Quickly runs the midcourt to clear the rebound. Throws into the right corner to Monteith for an open three. Good. Prescott was quick down the floor. Altoona was slow to slink back defensively. Monteith was left open in the right corner for three and got it. Four-point lead for Prescott. Now a steal at midcourt by Burnick, and Prescott will slow it down. Leading by four, 4:30 to go. Russell drives the baseline off the window with the left hand. Underneath, he scores, and it's just like that, a six-point lead for Prescott. 4:20 to go in regulation. Gunderson, right wing. Top of the key to Sinet. 4-3, bottoms. Miles Sinet buries the three. Down to a three-point lead for Prescott, 4 minutes left in the second half. Russell, right sideline, ball fake, drives the baseline, hangs in the air, high off the glass, he scores. An acrobatic shot by Kobe Russell. He landed on the pines hard, but he's okay after that. And Prescott is going to use a timeout. 3:55 left in the second half. Prescott leads by 5, 65-60, back in 30 seconds. On Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano back with you. 3:55 left here in Altoona. Prescott leads Altoona 65-60. Derek, it's been a game of runs. We'll see if Altoona's got the final run in this one.
Yeah, it's really going to come down to which one of these teams is going to get those last 6 points in a row, it feels like. With Prescott up five now, Altoona is really looking for a big run.
Both teams have committed five fouls, so both teams still have a foul to give before sending the opponent to the line. Altoona basketball, as they attack the hoop down to our left, Owen Gunderson has it high out right. Also, Becker, Van Vliet, Sinet, and Goward out there. Gunderson again, right wing, to Goward in the right corner. He'll take the three. That's no good off the back rim. Rebound, out of bounds. Last touch by Altoona across the baseline. It'll be a Prescott ball leading by five. So Prescott a chance to undo a notch on the belt if they were to score here. 3:30 left to go. Monteith into the lane, throws into the corner to Burnick. Burnick runs the baseline, then drops it off underneath to Miller. Miller off the window, he scores. as he was able to dig his way on through. Like a mouse burrowing through a bunch of sawdust, he was able to get loose and score. 7-point lead for Prescott. And Altoona desperately needs bucket here on this trip now. Goward at the free throw line. They're slinking off him. They'll let him shoot. Now he tries to dribble underneath, turns around the block, and back outside to Sinette. Van Vliet hands it to Goward at the baseline. Goward dribbling underneath, picks up the dribble. Outside again here to Sinette. He'll dribble to midcourt. They'll try again. Van Vliet high out right. Drives off the glass. Nobody was fouled, and Van Vliet will get a couple of free throws with 2:40 to go in the second half. Prescott making sure that Becker and Gunderson aren't going to do much here down the stretch. Somebody else is going to have to relieve some of that pressure.
Yeah, they're going to lock down on those two sophomores, and if they get a chance to, somebody else is going to have to step up for Altoona.
By the way, that foul on Russell, which is his fourth personal, so Russell's got four personals, very much in foul trouble. Van Vliet, meanwhile, misses the first free throw off the front rim. Still a 7-point lead for Prescott. Russell stays out there with four fouls, by the way. Second free throw by Van Vliet. No good. Offensive rebound. Becker, though. Outside of Van Vliet. Back to Becker at the baseline. He got tripped along the baseline. That'll be the seventh foul on Prescott as they'll get Evan Miller. And Becker will get a 1-1.
Yeah, good chance here with a 1-1 here for Becker if he can make both of them here. Slowly but surely, there's 2.5 minutes. You've still got time to get back from 7 down. There's nothing to be concerned with too much here so long as you make at least one of these.
First free throw on the way. No good. Long rebound comes along the sideline. Out of bounds. Last touched by Teddy Burnick of Prescott, who went flying into the Altoona bench down and to our left. But Altoona's missed their last 3 free throws. They're getting lucky here. They're going to keep possession. But boy, they're missing opportunities. Down by 7, and that clock continues to bleed now. Under 2:30 to go in regulation. Becker in the lane, being double-teamed outside Van Vliet. Van Vliet penetrates in the lane, but he's got nowhere to go. Gunderson, top of the key. Good job, though, by Monteith, not allowing him to get a shot off. And now a ball thrown away by Miles Sinette, who tried to jump into the lane and throw it to Worth underneath. And Prescott will get the ball back. So Altoona misses 3 free throws on that possession. Ends up taking 90 seconds off the clock and has nothing to show for it. Russell breaks the full court press for Prescott. Prescott leads by 7. 2 minutes left to go in this one. Monteith outside to Otto. Prescott in no hurry to give up the basketball right now. Under 2 to go, they lead by 7. Burnett fouled at midcourt by Max Monteith. That'll be the... Not Monteith, I should say. That's Gunderson. That's his second personal, team 6. So Altoona's got one more to send Prescott to the line. Nick Johnson looks as though he's very comfortable having his team park the bus right now and go to the line. Ball thrown into Russell at the right sideline. 1:50 left to go. He gets double teamed, throws it back outside to Burnick. And yeah, Prescott and Moore is very happy just to play a game of keep away right now and bleed the clock down. Otto, right side, hands it back to Russell. 1:35 left to go and a 7-point lead for Prescott. Prescott trying to sweep today. The JV team won handily here in Altoona as well. As Becker will foul Monteith out beyond the arc. So that'll send Monteith to the line shooting a 1-1. 1:26 left to go in this one. And for Altoona, They're gonna have to hit some threes the rest of the way here, Derek, to get back into this one.
Yeah, they're gonna need some huge shots, some big three balls coming, and that's really all they can really hope for.
Free throw on the way is good. So Prescott's gone on an 8-0 run since the game was tied at 60 all. And if Monty, if it's this, they'll match their game-high lead of 9 that they had back in the first half. He does hit it. So a 9-point lead for Prescott, 69-60 with 1:24 left to go. Sinet has it in midcourt. What a run here by Prescott down the stretch. And again, this is a program that is used to winning as Gunderson's three up top is good. Owen Gunderson hits a three for Altoona. And that'll bring them a little closer down 69-63 with just over a minute to go. We'll take one more timeout. Back with the finish to this game right after this on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
The pedigree of a program that has, well, just last year went to the state semifinals and has had a lot of wins over the last decade, really showing for Prescott as they've come close to closing this one out, and they look like they're well on their way to closing it out. Prescott breaks a full court press by Altoona, and Teddy Burnick will get fouled in midcourt. He'll go to the line shooting a 1-1. 1:04 left to go in this one. Prescott leads 69-63, and Prescott using a 9-0 run to break a 60-all tie and perhaps land this to another victory.
Yeah, possibly that 9-0 run here near the end could be enough.
Burnick misses the first free throw. Ball on the baseline, saved by Altoona. They got one last chance here. The ball tipped away at midcourt. It'll go into the student section. It'll stay with Altoona, but Altoona down by 6 with 58 seconds left to play. Really, if you're Prescott, you just want to guard that three-point line. You'll give up a quick two. That doesn't do much good to Altoona at this point. Sinet has it up top. Got to Gunderson, left wing. Russell guards him closely. Goes it back to Goward underneath. Up top here, Sinet. Sinet, step back. It's a long two with his foot on the line. It's good. Prescott did a good job of guarding that three-point arc. They were not going to allow the three. Sinet tried to step back for the three, but his foot was clearly on the line. He'll settle for two. Quick timeout taken by Altoona. 40 seconds left. Prescott leads 69-65. One thing you saw there, though, Derek, was when Gunderson got the ball, he tried to lean in to get a foul on Russell, which, one, beyond the arc would get you three shots, but also would foul Russell out of the game.
Yeah, that could have been a huge thing for Gunderson, because now you get the three, you got a good chance at making this a one-possession game with not a lot of time on the clock, and you also foul out their leading scorer in the process.
40 seconds left to go. Prescott leads 69-65. Both teams are in the bonus. Prescott does have three timeouts left, and that's key for Nick Johnson's team. They'll look to inbound this ball, obviously. They can run the floor, but if their inbounder has any difficulty, you can burn a timeout. If you're Altoona, you're going to have the full court press on. You're going to see if you can create havoc in the backcourt. But as soon as Prescott leaps loose, you got a foul. You just saw Teddy Burnick miss the front end of a 1-1, which was so key. If Altoona can get a steal here, a defensive stop, very much they've got a shot in this one. Otto did trigger it in, goes into Russell. Russell nearly had it stolen away, protects the ball, thrown back underneath to Otto, and a timeout taken by Nick Johnson, the head coach of Prescott, smartly. Altoona nearly got that turnover a couple of times. It was thrown into Russell, nearly taken away from him. Then he went back to Otto, nearly taken away from him. But they get the timeout, and Prescott able to avoid what could have been disaster for them. 35 seconds to go. Prescott will trigger it in back in their own backcourt, still leading by four.
Yeah, Altoona was scrambling for that ball, and it looked like they had a chance to get it and possibly bring this game to a one-possession game, but instinctively they call the timeout, and we'll have another shot at the inbound.
As we're having those timeouts still in your pocket come in handy, Altoona has one timeout, Prescott's got two. Now when this ball is triggered in along the baseline, they can't run the baseline. Otto's going to have to throw it in from where he stands along his own baseline. Grayson Becker will look if see if he can impede that inbound. Otto trying to find somebody. Got to get it in. Got it into the corner. Now out to midcourt. They get it to Russell. Russell across the midcourt stripe and gets fouled with 29 seconds left. They got to Matzik in the coffin corner, and he alertly, before Altoona was able to converge on him in that corner, he spit the throw ahead to Russell at midcourt. It wasn't clean for Prescott, but they broke it, and now Russell to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1, leading by four. Bounces the ball twice, bends the knees, ball's on its way, and the shot is good. So Russell, who barely played in the first half, here in the second half, all of his points in the second half, 13 points, 13 second half points. Make it 14, makes both free throws, so the lead up to six for Prescott. 25-24, Sinet high out right, dribbles a few times, 22 seconds left. Goward underneath, oh, finds a cutting Van Vliet up the middle. Van Vliet will score the uncontested layup. Prescott's going to give that to him. So with 18 seconds left, Altoona scores, makes it a four-point deficit, and Altoona's going to use their last timeout. So 18 seconds left. Prescott leads by four at 71-67. And what Altoona's hope is right now, Derek, is that on the last couple of possessions, Prescott has had trouble getting it out of their own backcourt, and what Paul Heinrichs is hoping is that this is the time his team gets that steal.
Yeah, this would be the biggest moment they could possibly get that full court press to pay off and get the steal and then the quick score.
And that's the thing, too. Paul Heinrichs has got to remind his team, and this is where the youth might show through, but if you do get the steal, you want to try to get that quick two-point bucket. You don't necessarily need to take the three, but the one thing you have to do regardless is if you do get the steal, and it's going to be a fire wagon situation if you do get the steal, you've got to get a quick bucket no matter what. You don't have time to set up in a quarter-court offense with 18 seconds left. You need a quick score no matter what with it being a two-possession game. Emmett Otto will throw it in for Prescott. They're not going to have anybody on him. Altoona going to do their best, try to keep that ball out of Russell's hands, but the ball's bounced right into Russell. And Russell will catch and get fouled and will walk the other way. That's the 10th foul on Altoona, so Russell gets two free throws. And now if you're Altoona, assuming he makes even one of these, you're really in a position with 17 seconds left where you've got to heave up a three. And that's not going to come easy with that, with Prescott really walling off that three-point arc smartly in this final minute. First free throw by Russell bounces off the right side of the rim. No good. Still, though, you're in a position where you really need to get a three even if he misses this one. Second free throw is up. Front rim, no good. Rebound, Altoona. 14, 13, they're down by four. Gunnarsson into the front court. Gunnarsson picks up the dribble. Needs help. Ball stolen away. It's on the deck along the sideline and picked up by Prescott, and they call timeout with 4 seconds left. Gunnarsson dribbled down the left side of the lane. He got double-teamed by both Otto and Russell. He was looking for help. He went to do a jump pass. It got smothered in front of him. It was in the hands of Russell, squirted out of his hands, nearly went out of bounds along the sideline, saved, though, by Otto. And as he dove on the floor, got the timeout called. 4 seconds left, And this one will end up going to Prescott. They lead 71-67. So Altoona had a chance right there, but maybe the youth of Gunderson showing he dribbled his way into a trap.
Yeah, he ran pretty much right into the double team and ended up in trouble, couldn't get the pass away, and, well, Prescott's going to get the win.
And that's one right there where, you know, Paul Heinrichs probably wishes he still had a timeout in his back pocket. He didn't burn any timeout poorly in this game, so it's not like he had bad clock management or anything like that, but that's a situation where you have to trust your players are going to be able to figure something out kind of on the fly. You're not always going to be able to call timeout and set it up in these high-pressure situations. So learning situation there for Altoona. Prescott will throw it in from midcourt with 4 seconds left. They lead by four. Now the last hope here for Altoona is to maybe get a steal here on this inbound. Down by four, ball thrown into Russell in the backcourt. Russell will be fouled with 2.9 seconds to go. But the breadbasket is empty in this one. We're just waiting for the check to arrive. Another year, though, here in Altoona where Altoona had Prescott on the ropes, and Prescott's going to get out of here with a victory. And, boy, you look at Altoona, Derek. They're two conference losses. One was on a miraculous half-court shot at the buzzer. And the other was this one, which was neck and neck right until the final end.
Yeah, and I don't really blame Altoona too much in this one, but nevertheless, Prescott's going to get out of here with another conference win.
Russell makes both free throws. Ball thrown in here in the half court. Heave at the buzzer by Gunderson is off the mark, and that'll do it. Final buzzer sounds. Prescott wins 73-67. Prescott with the 73-67 win. We'll take a break. We'll come back, tell you the leading scorers in this game. Derek will take you through the team stats as well. And we'll say our final goodbye for this one tonight. Prescott remains undefeated in the Middle Border Conference. They defeat Altoona 73-67. Post-game show coverage next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Stay tuned for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
And welcome back one final time to Altoona High School. A fun one tonight, but it comes up on the sad end for the Altoona Railroaders, who dropped this one to Prescott, 73-67. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well this evening. Altoona led 35-30 at the break after they went on a torrid run in the final 5 minutes of the first half, and they carried some of it over here into the second half, eventually building a six-point lead in this game. But Prescott, especially in the last 5 minutes of the second half, took control, eventually built a nine-point lead with about 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. Altoona tried to rally back but could never make it more than a double-digit deficit. Not a double-digit, but a two-possession deficit. And Prescott, even though the players change year in and year out, they've got that pedigree of a program that has that confidence late. They've won a lot of big games, and that kind of showed through late here tonight Prescott wins it 73-67.
Yeah, Prescott able to stay resilient and able to outlast that Altoona late first half run and get some runs of their own in the second half.
Again, if you're Altoona, your two conference losses this year are a game that you lost here to Ellsworth on the miraculous half-court shot, and then this one tonight to a very good Prescott team that, you know, you're going to look back and rue some things you did here and there and whatnot, but again, a game that if you're Altoona, you just got beat by Prescott. I don't think there's a lot Altoona's going to sit back and go and say, boy, I wish we could have done this or that or that. Altoona played a good game. It just wasn't enough here tonight. And now the key for Altoona is to build on this. If you turn around and you win three of your next four of your next five, this ends up being one of those, you know, learning experience type games, if you will.
Yeah, this is one of those games you're playing against a very good conference opponent, and this situation, they just got beat by a better team.
Well, let's go through the stats in this one, Derek.
Well, Altoona ended up shooting in this one 26 of 51 in total in the second half, though. Just 4 of 11 from three-point land. They started to use that three ball more in the second half, but...
So they're just 4 of 11, and that's from three-point land? What did they shoot overall?
They shot 26 of 51.
So for the game, Altoona shot 51% from the field. You shoot 51% from the field, you're going to win more times than not.
Yeah, and in total, they did outshoot Prescott by one in this one, as Prescott in overall shot 25 of 51, but they just had more threes and free throws combined in this one.
Yeah, again, both teams end up shooting 50% from the field in this game here tonight. But as you said, Altoona was limited what they could make beyond the arc. What did Prescott shoot three-point-wise?
Well, Prescott in the second half for three shot 5 of 12 from three-point land.
And for the game, what did they shoot for three?
Well, hold up, give me a second with that. They were 4 of 13 in the first, plus 5 for 12, so that's 25. Just give me a moment here, folks. I'm trying to do some math.
What did they do? They hit nine three-pointers of the game, didn't they?
Yes, 9 three-pointers out of 25.
So Prescott was hitting those threes in this game. What about the rebounds tonight?
Well, this one was basically Prescott on the offensive glass. They dominated competitively, especially in the second half on the offensive glass. Now, Altoona did get 4 offensive rebounds in the second half, but nothing could outmatch what Prescott was doing.
I imagine that was going to be a matchup issue for Altoona in this game, and that did play out where Prescott really did control the rebounding and got a lot of second and third opportunities offensively in this game. Leading scorers, Prescott was led by 20 points by Emmett Otto. Kobe Russell got 16. What's impressive about what Russell did, all 16 of those points came in the second half. And Jackson Matzik had 13 points for Prescott off the bench. For Altoona, Owen Gunderson had 25 points, 11 points for Sawyer Van Vliet, and 10 for Miles Sinnett. Noteworthy, though, Grayson Becker could never really get going in this game. Limited to only 8 points, averages almost 19 a game, but he could never get going in this game, and that was a key factor tonight. Prescott with the win is now 8-3 overall, 4-0 in the conference. Altoona drops to 3-5 overall, 1-2 in Middle Border Conference play.
Well, that should about wrap this one up.
Yeah, I was going to say, any other thoughts, Derek?
But other than Altoona, this looks, as long as they can get a few more wins in the next few, this will look like that learning experience game that they showed in their next few.
Well, our next coverage of high school basketball here on 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media is Friday night. We'll have Memorial against Rice Lake in a huge Big Rivers Conference matchup. Memorial against Rice Lake in boys basketball Friday night. Coverage starts right around 7 o'clock. Well, Derek, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Well, I was glad to be here.
Well, that'll wrap it up for us here this evening. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, I'm Scott Montesano, saying there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until Friday night, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm.
Portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Three-part harmony. Isn't that how that goes? That was good. That was good. Hey, welcome back. welcome back. We're here with Heather Keeler and Haley Cherry, and we're just starting off our ninth season here, chewing the fat and talking about mental health and talking about some Indigenous stuff.
Oh, yeah, the good stuff. That's what we're talking about.
There you go. So what else is going on? You know, I know with your job, you have long drives. What do you do with those drives? Do you listen to music? Do you listen to self-help or speakers? What do you do in those long drives?
That's actually an interesting question. Well, I have the very best concerts to myself for most of the drive. I feel like it's, I've tried listening to books or like listen to things that are talking. And I feel like I hear so much talking in my life that like music, I can just kind of zone out. But I have one of my very, very, very best friends, longest friends lives in Arizona. And it just is hard for us to connect. And our phone time, she has a pretty long commute to work in the morning, and I tend to drive in the morning. And so it's actually like best friend time. It's kind of uninterrupted. I don't have a million other things going on. And kind of like I was talking about before, the relationships matter. And so I like that. And then I also like catch up with my mom. You know, my mom's in my house a lot, but we don't get to spend a lot of time together because I've talked about it that, you know, it's a generational thing here for my kids. My mom is very much a part of their lives. And the reason I can go out into the world and do the work that I do in all capacities is because my mom comes. But that means we're like ships in the night. And so we don't really see each other or spend this time together. And, you know, my mom was one of my very best friends in my 20s and early 30s. And so that's what I do in the car. I spend like almost 4 hours one way to get to the city. So a lot of time to catch up.
I know when if I have to go for my work, a lot of times I have to go to Madison, Wisconsin for capital work with my other job. And I have had to make sure that I have cruise control on when I am talking on the phone. Because I remember talking to Ogama a few years ago, and I got pulled over going 87 miles an hour, and it was like, I had no idea. Yeah. So I have to have cruise control on when I'm on the phone.
Just a fast guy over there.
I
got a new car, and that's one thing I have to get used to. This one feels like just so much faster. It like rides smoother or something, because I'm with you. If I get to jamming out to some of my music, and the rest of traffic is cruising, we're moving out here in Western Minnesota, that's for sure.
Well, when you do listen to music, what do you listen to?
I love Alicia Keys. I love that smooth R&B. Like, I'll go back to Alicia Keys. Actually, when I lived in New York, I used to go to old piano bars and just listen to like these really wonderful artists, probably not really knowing who they were. And then I don't know if anybody remembers 106 in Park on BET. They used to bring new artists on. And so after I saw her in this piano bar, like a month or two later, they introduced her as a new artist on BET. And that was one of the coolest things, is because I remembered her so vividly just as a artist trying to make it in New York City. And so her, and then I don't know. I love Spotify. I love that it kind of just knows me, and I can be like, yeah, this song's cool. And it gives me more songs that are cool. It just wrapped for me, like wrapped up my ear. And now I can listen to songs that I loved all year. It's like music with no, I don't have to think about it.
Yeah, we love Alicia Keys. We used to, that used to be when there were CDs, that was the CD playing in our big boat when we were in the St. Croix River. No one, no one. Yeah, no.
Oh, are you going to sing some Alicia Keys right now?
Is he that loves Alicia Keys. Robert, tell them how you play music in your car.
Really loud. And no, now I have hearing aids, Heather.
What do you use, though? Because you don't use Apple Music or Spotify.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just, oh, Haley, you're telling secrets here. I make a jam flash drive.
He puts his music on a flash drive.
Yeah, drag it right in there.
And he plugs it into his car.
I love that. I love that. There's
a ton of Alicia Keys on there.
We have Jelaine, my daughter, we were going to see my Gaga in Tennessee, and I had like 600 songs on a flash drive, and she just out of like 10 hours into the drive said, can we listen to something else? And I said, no.
No, that's all I have, my flash drive.
We haven't listened to all the songs
yet. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying like a flash drive. Wow. I'm like really impressed with that. Thanks for sharing that information, right?
Well,
no monthly fee for that flash drive.
And Napster was free back in the day too. So I got millions of songs. That ages me, Heather. Napster. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I do. I just didn't want it. I knew what you were setting me up.
No. But those were the days when, I mean, I rationalize that of those songs that I downloaded illegally were songs that I already had. These weren't new ones that I, these are things I already bought once.
Oh, okay.
Or twice.
I think the coolest thing with music for me was like when I could start to drive, all the cars had tape decks and we could get CD players with like the thing that was connected to the tape that you could plug in and like play your CDs in your car. And I remember, like you get all your new CDs in your CD player and we just drive around the like seven blocks in a circle over and over. What a waste of gas, right? Like cruising the loop, listening to our new CD player. Like it's, times have changed so much. And I used to laugh at my mom when she would tell these stories, like back in the day stories. And now it's like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. Well, back in the day in downtown St. Paul, there was a thing called the Loop. And we used to go down there and race and with our 8-tracks. And I don't know if you know what an 8-track is, but it's a huge tape, CD or tape. And it was so big, it would skip in the middle of the song and go to another track. It was like, it was cool, though. I was cool. Driving my 76 Caddy down there. Yo.
That is really cool.
Ho what?
Yeah. Ho what?
We were also just talking about phones and like the thought that like a phone would be just, you'd have to be at home to like talk to somebody. And my first phone was a huge bag phone that you like stuck in the middle of your car. It was like a bag phone that you had to have a magnet to go on the top to get like any kind of signal. Did you have a bag phone?
No, I wasn't that rich. Geez, I know what you're talking about. Those, and then I just found a Wendy's phone, and it was like big as a regular a landline. And landline, definitely for you people that are too young, Haley, that was connected to the wall. The line was connected to the wall.
I had one of those when I was younger.
Yeah, sure you did.
Or like the landlines that you could listen to your brother's conversations by just like letting go of the receiver real slow. It was great. I could be the best little sister in all the land back in those days.
Yeah. Well, those were party lines, and we can talk about that next time you come on.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
Dangerous levels of lead have been found in some commercial baby foods. On the next show, we'll talk about how to protect your family with the campaign for lead-free water and Flint.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart.
heart, and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. California's governor says the Pacific Palisades wildfire in the Los Angeles area has destroyed many structures as winds kick up. Some 30,000 people have been told to evacuate, and for some, like this woman, it was a close call.
Because the fire came right down to the road, and the fire department came up and said, get out of your cars now, because the fires were right up against the cars.
At the last update, the fire spanned nearly 2 square miles. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Moroni says his department is providing aerial resources.
We are not out of danger. The National Weather Service has predicted that the winds are going to pick up and get worse.
CBS News Los Angeles' Jessica Veal says flames have reached the Pacific Coast Highway.
Smoke, I mean flames. Look at this. Right along PCH. And fire, it is chaotic. Fire trucks are going every which way.
The National Weather Service had warned that this could be the strongest Santa Ana windstorm to hit Southern California in more than a decade. CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.